Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back once again to the weekly radio broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Now, for about 5 weeks now, we've been studying about the way of salvation. You know, and during that time, we've covered many different aspects of salvation, including last week's message about how Christ provided a full atonement for our sins. He has provided a way for our sins to be entirely forgiven. And there is much more to come on this topic. So let's go ahead and turn the broadcast over to Pastor Reynolds as he continues on this topic of the way of salvation.
Do you really want to know what the gospel is? Are you interested in learning for yourself what the gospel is? The gospel really is described for us in the book of 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1 through verse number 3. The gospel here is said to be the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. It is subsequently also of Jesus, who is the Messiah, the founder of this kingdom. The term gospel really teaches us about Jesus Christ and the terrible death that he endured on the cross to secure eternal salvation for fallen mankind. You see, it's not about us. The gospel is what Jesus Christ has done for us. Because of what Christ has done for sinful mankind, and we couldn't do anything at all, Jesus Christ has granted unto us restoration of life. Jesus Christ gives us eternal life. And Jesus Christ then exalts us unto the right hand of God in heaven. Therefore, Christ established himself as the eternal Savior of fallen man. There are many who proclaim a gospel, but it is not the gospel of Scripture. It is not the gospel of God. It is not a saving gospel. Now, read with me very carefully what 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 3 states that the gospel is. The Bible says here in this place, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have believed, and wherein ye stand, and by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scripture." Now, the Bible makes it very clear here that the gospel message is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And Paul writes to the Corinthians, instructing them of what the gospel is, and they're already believers. Amazing, is it not? You see, the gospel is not baptism. The gospel is not church membership. The gospel is not doing good works. Rather, the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is what the Bible clearly states in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 through verse 3. This gospel was preached by the Apostle Paul. It was received by the Corinthians. It was actually the cause of the Corinthians standing, as that is how they were saved, if they kept in memory what was declared unto them. The same thing is true of us, that if we keep in memory what was preached unto us, we have been saved. But if we don't keep that in memory, if we forget what Christ has done and instead begin to rely upon what we have done or are doing, then we are not saved. If any of them, and I must say again, if any of you have believed in vain, you are lost. If you are trusting anything you have ever done, or presently doing, or if you are trusting anything that you plan on doing, you're trusting in the wrong thing. Only Christ can forgive you of sins, because your sins are against Him and against Him alone. Listen, it is not wrong to be baptized or to join a church or to do good works. But if you are trusting in anything you are doing, you are not wholly trusting only in Christ. Only Christ, using the pure blood He shed for us on the cross of Calvary, can wash away sins. You can't do it. I can't do it. Any good work you ever do, any good work that I ever do, cannot wash away my guilt. I must trust only in Jesus Christ. I must rely only upon what He has done for me on the cross of Calvary. This is what the Bible clearly states in the book of 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 through 3, when it tells us exactly what the gospel message is. Anyone who disagrees with that is disagreeing with what God has written. And this person will never go to heaven. It is only by trusting in what Jesus Christ has so graciously given unto us, Himself, that we are ever saved. The book of Hebrews ends, the whole book ends, with believers expressing a desire to continually worship Christ because of what He has done for us. Hebrews 13 and verse 15 clearly states, "By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." This verse so eloquently describes the desire of every true believer to worship God because of what He has done for us. This verse begins with the words, "By Him." Hebrews 13 and verse 15 begins with the words, "By Him." These words tell us that all true worship comes from God alone. You see, it is by our dedication to Him. I cannot worship God because of all the good things I have done. Rather, I can worship God because of all the good things He has done for me. I'm humbled when I realize that God has saved my unworthy soul from a devil's hell. I didn't do anything to deserve salvation. Jesus Christ paid it all. It's all to Him I owe. I think there's a song like that, right? I was gloriously saved before I was ever baptized. You see that? I was saved before I was baptized. I was gloriously saved before I ever joined the church. I was gloriously saved before God ever called me to preach and declare His wonderful name. I have never done anything to brag about, but I can brag about Jesus Christ, who has willingly died that I might have everlasting life. Which group are you in? Are you trusting in something that you have done? Or are you trusting in what Jesus Christ has fully done for you on the cross of Calvary? Listen, if you're trusting in what you have done, you're trusting in the wrong thing. Many people are trusting in what they have done, but they're trusting in the wrong thing. We must trust only in what Christ has done for us on the cross of Calvary, and what He continually does for us every day, that Jesus Christ gives us life. He gives us hope. He gives us help. Jesus Christ, when we can do nothing at all, Jesus Christ is there to help us. Our hope is not in what we have done, but our hope is in only what Christ has fully already done for us. Because Jesus Christ is the only one in the entire universe that can ever save us. Never, never trust in what you have done or in what you are currently doing or in what you plan on doing. But you can always fully trust in what Jesus Christ has done for you on the cross of Calvary. What did Jesus Christ do? The Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 1 through verse 3, in this place, it says that Jesus Christ has died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That Jesus Christ was buried and that He arose again the third day according to the Scripture. Listen, you can always trust Jesus Christ. He is the perfect Son of God. He is the one that you need to rely upon. You can never trust yourself. You might get up one day and you might feel fine. You might get up the next day and you feel rather depressed. Does that ever happen to you? Think about it. If you just trust in this fragile frame that we live in, if you trust in your feelings, if you trust in what you have done, or if you trust in what you want to do, you're trusting in absolutely the wrong thing. But if you fully trust in what God has done for you, He sent His Son into the world to die for sinners. And we're the chief sinner. Jesus Christ gave His life on the cross of Calvary for us. You don't think that Jesus Christ died for Himself, do you? No. But it's trusting in what Jesus Christ has done. Not trusting in what you have done. Rather, you're trusting in what someone else has done for you on the cross of Calvary. This is the gospel message. The gospel is not trusting in what you have done, but rather the gospel is trusting in what Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, has done for you on the cross of Calvary and continues to do as He is now ascended into heaven. But trust Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's our prayer for you.
You know, earlier in today's message, Pastor Reynolds stated this very, very important piece of information. And he said this. He said, the gospel is not baptism. The gospel is not church membership. The gospel is not our good works, but rather the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, and we serve such an amazing God. He came and He died for us. And He said, simply trust Me. He knew that we could not do it of our own strength. He knew that the spiritually dead need a miracle and that they need someone to completely pay for their sins and grant eternal life. And I can tell you that we are still not done with this series on the way of salvation, and we'll be picking up with it again next week. So if you've missed any of the messages, then I would encourage you to log on to our website www.independencebaptist.org and check out the audio section. Now from there you'll be able to find the prior radio broadcasts, and we also want to make sure that everyone knows that you're welcome to come and personally visit with us and worship the Lord with us, even today if you can. You know, each Sunday we have a Sunday school service starting at 10 a.m. with worship services at 11, a prayer meeting at 3:45, and then another worship service at 4:30. And you are welcome to come to any of those. You'll find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, our time for today is up, but as I mentioned before, we've still got more to come, so we'll be here next Sunday at 8 a.m. with another message on the way of salvation.